Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Sir, directing your attention, what is this?
This is plastic sheeting.
And can you see yourself in this photograph at all?
I can see my feet.
Where are your feet located?
At the top of the frame.
And if you could just tell us, like, what you're wearing for footwear?
Brown leather boots and gray pants.
And if the Commonwealth could have Exhibit 51, which is file number 6810. So, Sergeant, what are we looking at here as far as the process that you were describing?
So this is right when one of the bags was opened for examination. The contents was dumped out so we could look at it.
And if we could go to Exhibit 52, which is file 6867. Now, what are we looking at here in relation to the previous photograph?
Those are the contents moved to like tarp and plastic and paper sheeting so they could be further examined.
And the boots, do you know what brand those are?
Hunter boots.
And Ms. Gilman, is it possible to zoom in on the white piece of paper underneath the purse? Sergeant, did you see that white piece of paper that night?
I did.
What was that?
That's a COVID-19 vaccination card with the name Anna Walsh on it.
If you could close out of that. Now, Sergeant, did you ever have the opportunity to review financial records in this matter?
Yes.
And you said that you'd been working on that during your investigation, but you've also looked at them since then. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Okay. At this point in time, Your Honor, the Commonwealth would ask to publish page 6 from Exhibit 56, Apple Credit Union.
You may publish that page, yes.
Thank you.
This is from the Apple Credit Union?
Yes, Your Honor. Sergeant, do you see this statement?
Yes.
All right. Sergeant, what is the date for this statement?
The ending date is January 31st, 2023.
And Sergeant, and Ms. Gilman, if you could scroll down. Sergeant, do you remember what the outstanding balance was on the account?
I believe it was overdrawn by over $800.
And Sergeant, regarding the payments on this account, do they bear any similarity to the other withdrawals on the other months?
Yes.
What's so?
Rockland FCU, that payment was reoccurring. Pepco payments was reoccurring. Leader Bank Online was a reoccurring payment.
And, Your Honor, at this point in time, the Commonwealth would seek to publish page 8 from Exhibit 57, the Barclays JetBlue card.
You may.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sergeant, what is the date for this statement?
Statement period ending in January 17th, 2023.
And what was the balance for this statement?
Statement balance as of 1/17/2023 is $2,145.69.
And Ms. Gill, and Your Honor, if we could publish page 10 from the same exhibit.
You may.
Thank you. And Ms. Gilman, could you go down to the bottom? Sergeant, what did you see as far as activity on this card after December 31st?
None.
Your Honor, may we publish page 4 from Exhibit 58, Leader Bank?
May.
Thank you. Sergeant, do you recognize this statement?
Yes.
What is this for?
This is a mortgage payment for investment property.
And do you see an address associated with it? Towards the bottom.
Yes, the collateral property is a condo at 35A Turdor Street, Unit 35A-5, Lynn, Mass.
Sergeant, in the interviews you had with the defendant, there were discussions of properties. What other properties were there that Anna Walsh or the defendant had access to in Massachusetts?
There were Lynn rental properties.
And if we could close out of this, and Your Honor, with the court's permission, may we publish page 45 of J.P. Morgan Chase, Exhibit 60. Oh, I'm sorry, Exhibit 59.
Page 40?
45.
Page 45. You may.
Thank you. Sergeant, what is this account?
It's the Chase Freedom Card.
And when is the period ending for this account? Ms. Gilman, could you scroll down just a little? Under opening and closing date, what are those, sir?
The range is October 18th, 2022 to November 17th, 2022.
And Ms. Gilman, could you scroll up? What was due on the account at that point in time after the November date?
$0.
And with the court's permission, the Commonwealth would seek to publish page 47 of the same exhibit?
You may.
Thank you. Now, Sergeant, directing your attention to page 47 of the same exhibit, I'd like to ask some questions about October 30th. Do you see that entry on it?
Yes.
What is that state on October 30th?
A United flight was purchased on the 30th for November 23rd, 2022, from airport code IAD to airport code DUB.
What is the date associated with that?
November 23rd, 2022.
The next line down, sir?
Purchased on the same date of October 30th, a Air France flight departing airport code DUB to arriving CDG, and then a connecting flight CDG to BEG.
And the next line after that, sir? Oh, and by the way, what was the date associated with that airline?
That was 11/27/2022.
The next line on October 30th, sir?
A flight from Lufthansa Airlines for the date of December 7th, 2022, leaving BEG to airport code FRA, and then a connecting flight FRA to BOS.
Do you know BOS's airport?
Boston Logan.
Do you know IAD?
IAD is at Dulles in Virginia.
What is DUB?
Dublin in Ireland.
What's CDG?
Charles de Gaulle in France.
What's BEG?
Belgrade.
What is FRA?
Frankfurt.
Now, if the Commonwealth could publish page 97, one moment. Could the Commonwealth publish page 97 of the same exhibit you're on?
Page 97 of 59?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor. Within the same exhibit, was there another credit card?
Yes.
And what was this credit card called?
IHG Rewards.
And looking at page 97, what is the balance owed on this credit card?
$2,690.97.
And Ms. Gilman, could you scroll down? What is the closing date for that account?
January 23rd, 2023.
And Ms. Gilman, could you scroll down some more? What is the name on that account?
Anna Walsh.
Now, if the Commonwealth could publish page 25 of Exhibit 60 from Liberty Bay.
You may.
Do you recognize this statement, sir?
Yes.
What is this?
This is a Liberty Bay Credit Union statement ending in January 31st, 2023.
And who's the name on the statement?
Anna Walsh.
And what is the balance on the statement?
$3,388.98.
And do you see those withdrawals on January 3rd and 4th?
Yes.
Do they have any similarities to other withdrawals and other statements within this exhibit?
Yes, the MLS property was reoccurring every 3 months, and the WJ Management and Great North Prop were reoccurring monthly.
The Commonwealth could publish page 7 of Exhibit 61, Fidelity. Sir, within Fidelity, how many accounts were there?
Two.
And do you recognize page 7?
Yes, this is account ending in 5493, a IRA account.
And who's the name on the IRA account?
Anna Walsh.
And what is the date of the investment report?
February 1, 2023 to February 28, 2023.
And what is the account value at that point in time?
$93,615.82.
And if the Commonwealth finally, Your Honor, could publish page 118 from the same exhibit?
You may.
Thank you. What account is this, sir?
This is an individual investment account ending in 5491 for Anna Walsh.
And what is the investment report date?
February 1, 2023 to February 28, 2023.
And what is the account value?
$117,719.74.
You can take that down, Ms. Gilman. Your Honor, may I have a moment?
You may.
Your Honor, at this point in time, could the Commonwealth ask that you read in G for identification, another stipulation?
Yes. May I have G, please? I don't mean to repeat to you what the stipulation is. I'll just read it now to you. Brian Walsh was arraigned in United States District Court in Boston, Massachusetts on May 11, 2018. On April 1st, 2021, Brian Walsh pled guilty to indictments for wire fraud, interstate transportation or a scheme to defraud, and conducting an unlawful monetary transaction. On October 6, 2021, an initial sentencing hearing took place in the United States District Court. Brian Walsh was seeking a sentence of probation and restitution, while the government, through the United States Attorney's Office, was seeking a sentence which included incarceration of 30 to 37 months and restitution of approximately $475,000. In January 2023, Brian Walsh had not been sentenced on the federal charges. Brian Walsh was represented by a lawyer at all stages of the federal case.
And I have one last question, Your Honor.
Sergeant, what are the closest hardware stores to 516 Chief Justice Christian Hatterway?
On Route 3A, to the north is Hingham Lumber, about a mile away. And to the south is Aubuchon Hardware, also in Cohasset, about a mile away.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
A cross-examination.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank
you. You may proceed.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Those financial records that were just displayed in the jury, that was the young words. What was the significance of those?
It goes to the totality of the circumstances in the investigation. It gives us background and just an understanding.
An understanding of what?
Of the entire investigation.
Well, what those records show, isn't it, is that there was a lot of automatic payments being made?
Yes.
Those records do not show any withdrawals reportedly by Mr. Brian Walsh.
Correct.
And, for instance, those records that were related to the Freedom card that you then told the jury about the indication of the flights and you identified the UB as double. Where did you get those records?
From Chase Freedom.
Okay. You didn't find those records in the home of Mr. Walsh, did you?
No.
And you didn't find those records then in the possession of Mr. Walsh, did you?
Can I explain?
Can you answer the question?
I can.
What is it?
Physically in his possession, no.
And when you were talking and asking Mr. Walsh questions, both on January 4th, January 5th, and later on January 7th, and then on January 8th, he never once told you anything about Anna Walsh being at Dublin, or he was suspecting that she was in Dublin, or anything of the sort.
Correct.
When you were talking to Mr. Walsh back on January 4th and January 5th, he forthrightly told you about the federal case, didn't he?
Yes.
And he told you that it was, I think he used the word integrity. He admitted that this was all his fault, correct?
Yes.
And that stipulation that was just read to the jury about the federal case, that was the same case, wasn't it?
Correct.
It was about painting fraud involving Warhol paintings that were fraudulent, correct?
Yes.
And as far as you know, and based on your investigation that's gone on for some time now, other than that federal, there's no other federal case. Let me ask you.
I'm not aware of any other federal case.
And it'd be one of the things you would do as the lead detective in this case to make sure you do about other pending federal cases or things like that, correct?
Yes.
Let me just ask this. You told us that on January 8th, around 4 p.m., you returned, was it to Attorney Miner's home and placed Mr. Walsh under arrest?
Yes.
And it's fair to say. But once he was placed under arrest, is it fair to say that he remained in custody?
Yes.
And so, just getting to that Richard Bucker stipulation, fair to say that one of those ransom notes that we had to hear about, that occurred after Mr. Walsh had been placed into custody, correct?
Yes, I believe it was February 10th, the second one I received.
So, even though the stipulation entered into evidence was that
Everybody agrees that Mr. Walsh had nothing to do with that Richard Walker tip. Nonetheless, you knew, and the detectives knew, early on in this case, that Richard Walker tip had nothing to do with Mr. Walsh, correct?
That was our understanding.
Okay. Now, I want to focus your attention on what we heard at the January 8th interview. By the time you got to Tracy Miner's home, you and your colleagues had done an investigation on what's been referred to as a mini iPad, right?
Yes.
And that mini iPad was associated with one of the sons, the oldest son, correct?
Correct.
And when you listen to that recorder, when you listen to the questions that are posed to Mr. Walsh, and you ask him about that mini pad, his demeanor changed, didn't it?
Yes.
In fact, it's fair to say, isn't it? I don't want to mischaracterize, but he basically looked and sounded sad, didn't he?
Correct.
Because you were talking to him about his oldest son, Minipad, right?
Objection.
Basis.
Overrule.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
You were talking to him at the time about his son, oldest son's Minipad, correct?
Correct.
And he basically answered you, I don't know anything about those searches, right?
Correct.
You've learned in your investigation of this case, haven't you, that the searches that you were asking Mr. Walsh about at that time, those searches were not, in fact, conducted on the mini iPad that was associated with his son, correct?
Yes, they were synced to that, but they did not occur on that iPad, is my understanding.
Right. So now your investigation was able to determine that whoever conducted those searches, of course, your investigation revealed that it was Brian Walsh. He never used his young son's mini iPad to conduct any of those searches that we've heard about, correct?
Correct.
And so when you asked him about that mini iPad along with his son, his demeanor changed and he looked sad, correct?
Yes.
Those two exhibits that were shown, exhibit 48 and 49, they showed what appeared to be cuts on the hand of Mr. Walsh, correct?
Yes.
You have no idea how those cuts occurred.
Correct.
You don't have any idea when they occurred, do you?
Correct. Well, I do know they occurred before the photo was taken, obviously.
I'm sorry?
They occurred before the photo was taken, obviously.
Yes, obviously. So, let me ask you a couple of questions about some of the things you testified to about yesterday. One of the things you testified to is, at some point after going to the home and talking to Mr. Walsh on January 4th, you and I believe it was Detective Lawrence?
Officer Greg Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence. You went and you surveyed the interior and the exterior of the home.
Yes.
And one of the things that you were doing was, as a trained law enforcement officer, you were looking for anything that might give you a clue or anything suspicious or anything like that.
Correct.
And that's how you're trained.
Yes.
And you're a very competent officer, right?
I think so.
And in this case, you exercised that competency. And when you saw, for instance, that Volvo out in the parking lot, you walked out there and you looked inside the Volvo, correct?
Correct.
And is it fair to say that Mr. Walsh was with you at the same time?
Yes.
And you made note, you told this jury about it, you made note that you saw a piece of plastic sheeting lying in the back of that Volvo, correct?
Yes.
And you even made note of what you described as a seedling that had fallen down into that sheath.
Yes, that's what I remember.
And eventually that sheathing was eventually seized, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It was eventually seized. It was taken.
That plastic sheeting? Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Was there other plastic sheeting that was subsequently seized?
Yes.
And did that subsequent seized sheeting that matched the sheeting that you observed in the bowl?
It looked familiar. I'm not aware of any scientific comparison from one sheeting to the next.
Okay. But I guess it's just fair to say that when you were looking around and you looked at that Volvo, Mr. Walsh didn't keep you from looking inside, did he?
Correct.
Childproof latches that we heard about yesterday. If we could have Exhibit 34 brought up, photo number 7335. It's that door that you testified to yesterday?
Yes.
That's the door to the basement?
Correct.
The childhood latches are at the top of the door?
Yes.
Anybody can undo those latches as long as they're tall enough to reach them?
I assume with the proper grip strength, yes.
Okay. And so any adult can probably release that plastic latch, correct?
Yes.
And as far as you know, on the door handle, there was no key lock or anything of the sort preventing somebody from going down to the basement?
I don't recall a key lock on that door.
Okay. And then you saw that door for the first time. Was it open or shut?
I don't recall.
Okay. We heard some evidence yesterday about a hole in the ceiling in Mr. Walsh's bedroom, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you can take that exhibit down. I apologize. Maybe we could see now Exhibit 29, photograph 7319. Now, that's the hole we're talking about, correct?
Yes.
And is it your testimony that you saw that hole on January 4th, the first time you were taking a tour of the house?
I remember seeing it on the 5th and not being surprised by it.
And all you mean by that is, I could have seen it, but I'm just not sure.
Yes, so I definitely remember it on the 5th, and I remember knowing that the ceiling tile was in the bottom drawer of that bureau or that nightstand. I don't explicitly remember seeing it on the 4th, but I believe I did just because I wasn't surprised by my seeing it on the 5th.
Okay. Is it fair to say that when you talked about those ceiling pieces, they were stuffed in a drawer that was right here underneath the hole?
Correct.
And it was Mr. Walsh who showed you where those pieces were?
Yes.
And you didn't see anything on those pieces that raised any suspicion?
No.
It's fair to say, when we look at this exhibit, we can see what sometimes is referred to as ceiling joists?
That's what it appears to be, yes.
Okay, and between the ceiling joists is insulation?
Correct.
And it's as if the insulation is intact, the ceiling joists are intact, but the plaster fell down, correct?
Yes.
It's fair to say that plaster falls down without any pressure on it, depending on what happens, correct?
Depending on the state of disrepair, possibly.
Okay. You have no idea how that hole occurred, do you?
I believe in one of the audio recordings, the defendant states he goes up there and was walking around.
Okay. But you don't have any idea what he was walking around for.
Correct.
And in fact, in that conversation, the context of that was that that occurred long before January 1st.
That was my presumption.
Presumption based on the context of the conversation?
Yes.
That insulation that we see, is it fair to say that what we're looking at is the paper wrapping that covers the fiberglass that forms the insulation?
Yes, the vapor barrier portion of the insulation.
And is it fair to say, do you know, well, that's a terrible question, do you know, sir, that the insulation that we're looking at in that exhibit, what color it is when you look at the fiberglass insulation?
I remember it being pink.
Okay. And it's a pink color. Now, we saw some photographs of the basement of the Cohasset home, didn't we, yesterday? Correct?
Yes.
And in those photographs, it also showed photographs on the ceiling to the basement, correct?
Correct.
And that ceiling also had insulation, correct?
Correct.
And that color of that insulation was also pink, correct?
Correct.
You talked about going down into the basement, and you saw some bags down there. You recall that?
Yes.
Could we have exhibit number 33, photograph 7343? Well, I got the wrong number. I apologize. Well, I think I'll just ask you questions. I always ask all. You went down into the basement?
Yes.
Did Mr. Walsh go down in the basement with you?
Yes.
You bounced back down with
him? I did.
And you didn't open the bags?
Correct.
But you pushed on the bag to touch the bags, didn't you?
Yeah, I manipulated it with my boot.
With your boot. And what did you think was in the bags?
Like a piece of a rug or like carpet sample sized.
Okay. But you didn't look in the bag, correct?
Correct.
But based on your training and experience, you thought it was pieces of rug?
That's what I assumed.
Okay. And this was on January 4th, wasn't it?
It was either the 4th or the 5th.
Okay. Whether it's the 4th or the 5th, there were still bags down there in the basement that may have contained pieces of rug.
Correct.
And Mr. Walsh was right with you when you were using your boot to touch those bags. Using your training experience, determined that it feels like they have rug pieces of it.
Correct.
And down in that basement, those stairs, they're wood stairs, aren't they?
They are.
And did you notice the very bottom stair to the stairway to the basement, that it was cracked, the rope?
Not at the time.
And, of course, the flooring for that basement that you entered, that was concrete, correct?
Yes.
You were asked some questions both yesterday and today about the pool that is in the rear part of the home in Cohasset, correct?
Yes.
And at one point, you looked at the pool that had water in it, and then subsequently, it had been drained, correct?
Yes.
And as far as you know, nothing of any significance was found in that pool, correct?
Correct.
And in fact, you would be interested to determine if there was any evidence that a substance like blood had been placed in that pool. That'd be one of the things you'd be curious about.
Yes. Correct? Yes.
And after you and your fellow officers had uncovered the searches that we've heard some about, you're aware of a search, aren't you, that was found on the macro. It talked about something about how you get measure blood in a pool or some words to that effect. Are you aware?
Yes.
And so there was never anything found of any significance in the pool, was there?
Not that I'm aware of.
And in fact, I think it was, you talked about a canine search in the back area, correct?
Yes.
And that canine is a human scent canine, correct?
It's a patrol and tracking dog.
And it didn't hit on, if that's the proper term, it did not hit on anything in the backyard whatsoever.
I believe the canine was on the outside portion of that fenced-in backyard doing the track.
Okay. It didn't hit on anything significant or related to your investigation of this case, did it?
No.
Now, you walked through the house, you already told us, correct?
Yes.
You walked through it at least twice. One on January 4th and then on January 5th.
Yes.
And you didn't see anything that seemed suspicious, correct?
Correct.
And it's fair to say that, quote, you're sensitive to that, correct? Based on your training and experience.
Yes.
And, but you well know, don't you, that subsequently, criminalists, multiple criminalists from the Mass State Police then arrived at that house sometime after or on January 8th of 2023, correct?
Yes.
And they were there for more than just 2 days, weren't they?
It was more than one day, went into the second day at least.
And they went over every single room and item in that Cohasset home, didn't they?
That is my presumption.
Okay. And so even though when you, as a trained and experienced officer, walked through that house a couple of times and didn't see anything, still, there was trained criminalists that came to the house to conduct testing and searching for anything that might be significant, correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
There was trained criminalists that came to the house to look for anything that might be significant related to the investigation that was ongoing.
That's correct.
I want to ask you some questions about the media used to message. There's no such thing as something called iMessenger, is there?
We're familiar with iMessages.
Right.
Like apple-to-apple communication.
Right. So my question is rather simple. There's no such thing called iMessenger, correct?
That direct quote, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And when you were talking to Mr. Walsh on January 4th, he used the term iMessenger, didn't he?
It was either iMessenger or iMessages.
Well, you were asked about that when you testified before the grand jury, weren't you?
I don't recall, likely.
Well, you recall that at the grand jury, based on a series of questions, you determined and stated, in part, that when Mr. Walsh was talking about iMessenger, he was really talking about Facebook Messenger.
The context of that portion of the interview did seem as if it was one of the Facebook subjects and social media subject.
Okay. And when he was talking to you and saying, well, some messages would come up on his phone that were intended for Anna Walsh, he was talking about, quote, iMessenger. That's the phrase he used, correct?
I believe so.
And then Messenger, once again, has to do with Facebook, correct?
That was my presumption from the context of the conversation.
And so you are unaware, as you sit here today, that there is any forensic evidence that Mr. Walsh ever saw the messages or any messages that may have occurred between Anna Walsh and one person named William Fasker, correct?
Can you repeat the wording of that just so I have it clear?
You are unaware of any forensic evidence that establishes that Mr. Walsh saw iMessages that may have been sent between Anna Walsh and William Fasker.
I don't recall any digital forensics related to what you're describing.
Okay. And in fact, are you aware of the use of Messenger in the context of Facebook?
Yes.
And is it fair to say, and just correct me if I'm wrong, that somebody can friend somebody on Facebook and then they can trade Messenger communication, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
And anybody who is a friend will see those Messenger communications and can respond to them?
In the context of Facebook?
Yes, in the context of Facebook.
Messages, my understanding is messages between people would be only between the people that are included in that message.
Well, when you talk about messenger, are you talking about messengers? The format in the
Facebook Messenger, yes.
It's fair to say that if someone's trying to hide an affair, they don't communicate using Facebook Messenger that might be open to people that they don't want to find out about an affair.
Objection.
Sustained.
You are unaware, as you sit here today, of any forensic evidence that indicates that Mr. Walsh saw any Facebook Messenger communications between Anna Walsh and William Fasker, aren't you?
Correct.
In your interview and your questioning of Mr. Walsh. It's, and I do withdraw that, Judge. I apologize. During your questioning of Mr. Walsh, you were present with others, correct?
Yes.
But sometimes when the jury heard that questioning, it wasn't you asking the questions, it was other officers, including Trooper Pacheco, correct?
Yes.
But during those questioning, you were asking, and when I say you, I mean you or your colleagues, you were asking Mr. Walsh for names of people that might need help, correct?
Yes.
And he gave you a number of names, people who he knew Anna maybe be friends with in D.C., and names of people that she might be friends with in the Massachusetts area, correct?
Correct.
And one of the names that he gave you was William Fasto, correct?
Yes.
And you are aware of the fact that William Fasto sold the million-dollar townhouse to Anna Walsh and Brian, correct?
Yes.
And when Mr. Walsh gave you the name of William Fasto, he didn't sound angry, did he?
He did not.
He didn't say anything pejorative about Mr. Fasto, did he?
Correct.
And before that occurred, you or your fellow officers had made it clear by asking Mr. Walsh questions of whether he knew anything about an affair or affairs that Anna Walsh might be involved in.
Yes, we asked about that.
And you asked him about it more than once.
Correct.
And you were asking about it because it could be something that you'd use in your investigation, correct?
Yes.
And by the nature and the context of your investigation, you were making it clear that, well, an affair could be some evidence that could be either good or bad in our investigation.
Potentially.
Right. And so, anybody who's trying to hide the fact that they knew about an affair that could be bad evidence, you wouldn't expect them to give you the name of a person that they knew was having an affair with their wife.
Objection?
Sustained.
Well, isn't that part of your training experience, officer, that you don't expect people to give you harmful information when you're asking them questions?
Objection?
Sustained.
In any event, you had made it clear to Mr. Walsh that evidence of an affair could be either good or bad, correct?
Can you repeat that?
But you made it clear, you and your colleagues, in the multiple questions about an affair, that evidence of an affair between Anna and somebody else could be good or bad evidence.
I don't recall speaking about an affair being good or bad.
In any event, we can all agree that he just gave you the name of William Fasto in the context of anybody that she may know, Anna, may know in the D.C. area, correct?
Correct.
Along with other names, correct?
Correct.
On January 7th, during the interview of Mr. Walsh, he was told, and the jury has heard this, that obviously, quote, obviously, with Anna missing, you know, the public and many people, they're going to have their suspicions about you and whether you did something to Anna. That was told to Mr. Walsh on January 7th, wasn't it?
Correct.
In fact, you were... The point of that question was you were warning Mr. Walsh that people were going to suspect him, correct?
It was the topic of discussion.
Okay. And so it's true, isn't it? When something happens, like a missing person, people don't believe somebody that they think might be responsible for the missing person, correct?
Objection.
I'll have the question back.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'll have the question back. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Or no question.
Sure.
Could I hear that? No. If I was supposed to.
Maybe I'll, the best thing to do is withdraw the question.
Start another one. Thank you.
You are warning Mr. Walsh that people weren't going to believe it.
I didn't make that statement, so I was not warning him that.
Okay, but you were there with your colleagues, correct?
Yes.
And your colleague, I mean, from the context of it, you understand that your colleague was telling Mr. Walsh, people aren't going to believe you, so they're going to be suspicious.
I don't know if it was under the context of people aren't going to believe you, but we were discussing the subject that he may... people may suspect him, and I remember he said that his attorney exposed him to that.
Okay. But regardless of what his attorney told him, when it was told to Mr. Walsh, obviously with Anna missing, you know, the public and many people, they're going to have this suspicion about you and whether you did something to Anna, correct?
Yes.
And... as an experienced police officer, you know that to sometimes be true, correct?
Sometimes.
People don't believe you when you say something happened, correct, Judge?
Overruled, but I am having a little hard time. I don't know if it's the monitor or the tone or the large use of this room, so keep your voice up. And if you can on the microphone, I know you like to move around.
Maybe I should just stay right here.
It's all right. You can move around. I just need you to keep your voice up.
Thank you, Judge. You know, sir, that in investigations, for instance, for a missing person, people don't believe the person that they might think is responsible, correct?
I've always been under the premise of trust but verify.
Trust but verify. Okay.
Redirect.
No, Your Honor.
The witness may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Come up, may call this next witness.
Commonwealth Police Trooper Nicholas Garino.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.